The title of this piece is, So Edgar Allan Poe Was in This Car. So Edgar Allan Poe is in this car going the wrong way on Old 66, and it's snowing hard, and he's pissed off and worried about everything. So he manages to pull over to the side, and his woman gets out of the car to check out the situation. But Edgar won't get out, and his woman realizes that he isn't getting out. So she goes to one of them phone stands near a big pole by the wrong way sign and calls up his good friend Sam Coleridge, and Sam says, okay, hold on, I'll be right out there. Well, Sam gets there in pretty good time, and he sees Edgar just sitting there locked in with his arms crossed and his face stern, hard, glazed, and sort of mean. So Sam starts banging on the window saying, come on out, man, get it together. You've got a lot to do yet. And you've got a good woman and a lot going for you. Plus, I'm interested enough to come all the way down here to get you, because you're my good friend and all. But Poe turned his head real slow and stiff-like, and he glared right at Sam between the glass, and his expression never changed when he said, look, man, I've got a fucking raven in the backseat of this car, and he never leaves wherever I am, and I'm sick of all this shit and having to write it down, because that's all I can do with it. So Sam pleads with him some more, giving him comfort about his plight, as well as platitudes about his work. And people are looking and passing by in common cars, and some of them got kids in the back seat, and they're laughing, while Poe's woman is sitting near the side of the highway, crying, hoping, and concerned. Then after 10 minutes or so of this going on, Coleridge gets teed off himself and starts ranting and raving and running in circles around Poe's car real fast, then real slow, then real fast again, and he's flapping his arms and biting his lips until he rips off his coat and his shirt and all at the same time flings himself in front of Edgar's windshield and says, you asshole, you're so worried about that damn raven in your car. Well, take a look at this thing. And there, about Sam's neck, hung an 80-pound albatross like a huge, noxious pendant.